the work of women religious, the people they serve, and to educate many about the consequences of the upcoming federal budget cuts. We gather this vigil night to stand in solidarity with the women religious who have, presently are, and will always be voices that challenge us. In these days when the gospel of Christ tries to be silenced or watered down, it is through the Catholic sisters' commitment to the gospel that the words of Christ are made real and ever present. Catholic sisters, tonight we gather with you and we stand in solidarity with you. We are grateful for the vast and multifaceted ministries that embrace the concept of the seamless garment. Decades before the word seamless garment was voiced by a cardinal, referring to that wide and broad approach to life issues, the women religious lived and witnessed the seamless garment in very unassuming ways, in hospital institutions, in educational centers, emergency shelters, and many more endeavors. Tonight, may the spirit of solidarity be stirred up so that the Catholic sisters may know that they are not alone in voicing their prophetic words. Tonight, may that spirit of prophetic truth-telling be given to the leadership members of Network Lobby as they begin their 9-state tour, highlighting the ministries of women religious in our country and the people they serve. Again, on behalf of Holy Trinity Parish, welcome one and all. Come, Holy Spirit, kindle within us a fire of your love.
Father Michael's always a hard act to follow. But indeed, we do welcome especially our friends from Network, and we are honored that you've included Iowa and Des Moines on your Nuns on the Bus tour. We welcome all of you who have come here to be with us this evening. We thank you for your support of women religious and our efforts for peace and justice. And we know that there are others who wanted to be here this evening and send their personal expressions of support. Just a little background on Network for those of you who may not be familiar with it. Network, as Father said, is a national Catholic social justice lobby headquartered in Washington, D.C. Their aim is to educate, organize, and lobby for economic and social transformation. And they have been leaders in the Catholic community's movement for justice and peace. Network was born 40 years ago when a group of Catholic sisters from many congregations in different parts of the country gathered in Washington, D.C., to explore how women religious could speak out as one voice to our federal government on behalf of justice for all. That was the beginning of this awesome group that is launching the Nuns on the Bus tour this weekend, right here in Iowa. Today, in 2012, Network continues to advocate for the poor, for struggling individuals and families, for immigrants, hungry children, the elderly, for those without health care, the unemployed, and the underemployed. In other words, for those on the margins of society who feel they have no voice in our political system. In addition to women religious, Membership today includes thousands of lay people, as well as parishes, dioceses, and congregations of religious brothers and priests. Together, we network in our efforts for justice and peace. And in DC, Network works tirelessly, listening to stories of people's hopes and dreams, their struggles and fears, and then taking those concerns to the Hill. That's spelled H-I-L-L. They attempt to educate or remind our political leaders about the reality that ordinary people face every day, and they push for legislation to address those needs. As they meet with Congress, the administration, the media, and with anyone who will listen, Network's influence is not that of the super PACs and big money. Network's credibility and influence are from the integrity of their lives and of their witness of Christian values. They are the voices that challenge. That's why they're beginning a 9-state bus tour. This is truly a group that lives Jesus' mandate to care for the least among us. Not always a comfortable position to be in. But as Sister Simone says, and I quote, "We don't set out to be controversial figures. Our goal is only to meet the injustices that we see and build coalitions that make change. It is a serious challenge that we face, but it is a spirit-filled opportunity to live the gospel in our time, to be hope in our complex and very political world. Only together can we live vibrantly the faith-filled reality of Network." End quote. Simone, we couldn't agree with you more. May the bus roll right on to our mutual destination of justice for all, and know that all of us ride with you in spirit. And now Elaine is going to introduce some of the bus riders.